Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for March 10th, 2020. This is our super quick overview, our rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So we've seen some stills of the Pixel 4a, but how about some actual video of a prototype in the flesh? Well, you can now get your fill as the Pixel 4a has officially leaked in a video confirming a ton of rumoured specs. In the brief clip, we get to see confirmation of the Snapdragon 730 chipset and 6GB of RAM with a 3080mAh battery, Full HD Plus display and that punch hole cutout. Plus, it looks as though it will be capped at 60Hz, or that display that is. It would be foolish to assume there won't be many more leaks until release, but let's hope that this budget device is all that we've been waiting for. Google has now brought the Wear OS app to Samsung's completely independent Galaxy Store, following the footsteps of Translate, which was added about a year ago. However, it might be a hint that Samsung is working on a Wear OS watch, although that might be jumping the gun a little. We do believe though that the app was added to the Galaxy Store in late December, but you can go and download it there if you wish, or just use the Play Store, whatever's easiest. The long forgotten Google Groups, an email-based forum that is mainly popular with developers and some niche communities dating back to 2001, is now gaining a material theme redesign. It will still retain the ability to return to the classic view, but there are some other features set to come in future updates. The classic view is set to be completely replaced though later this year. Businesses with listings on Google Maps are now being directly encouraged by Google to update their online profiles if they have been directly affected by the COVID-19 coronavirus. The most obvious business effect will undoubtedly be opening hours, which will definitely affect some people out there listening. So if you do have a Google business listing, you may want to go and check out the advice posted by Google. And finally, OnePlus is going all in on 5G with the OnePlus 8 series, but has warned of price hikes as a result. We already have a good idea that the OnePlus 8 series will come with 5G-enabled chipsets, so it stands to reason that the upcoming flagship killers will have the super fast data connections as standard. However, it's not clear just how much prices may rise by as a result. Well, that was a snapshot or bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.